Ryan O'Hearn's video at 81057 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Beastie Boys, anything you want to hear loud, we'll crank it up for you. Send your request, Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057. Grading Orioles on the eve of their 40th game of the season, sitting at 15-24. Ryan O'Hearn, 30 games in, 303 batting average, 950 OPS, 7 homers, 14 ribbies, 4 doubles. And if we grade Ryan O'Hearn, if you want to incorporate defense too, outfield-wise, all right. Okay. But overall, in a year in which it's been filled with negatives, looking for some positives, Vinny, Ryan O'Hearn gets a...
I'm going to give him a B+, Bob. And I'm just... He was brought here to be a batter, you know, a hitter. So... In the field, do what you do. No, you're not going to be great. What he's doing offensively, I give him a B+.
I'm going to go into the A's, and I'm going to go with an A because I don't know what else he could possibly be doing better if we're talking offensive numbers here. You know, last year I was a little surprised to almost see this in hindsight, but he appeared in 142 games last year, which is crazy to think about because he was supposed to platoon with Mountcastle. Mountcastle missed a good bit of time, but still... 142 out of 162, I would not have guessed that. He's been very good since he's been here, and this year, depending on how many games he ends up playing, he could shatter the numbers that he's had the last couple of years with the Orioles, at least in terms of power in RBIs, extra base hits, and that stuff. I mean, 7 home runs already this year, 15 last year was his high watermark. He's going to blow right past that. So you mentioned the defense. Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, he's okay at first base.
Oh, yeah. But don't like him in the outfield, but that's the problem. We're going to get to Mountcastle here in a second. He's heating up, so you want to get both their bats in the lineup. You kind of have to bite the bullet, unless you DH one of them.
Yeah, and I'm thinking DHing O'Hearn against righties is probably the prudent thing to do. But I'm giving him an A- because you do have to incorporate the entirety of the game, but he was a godsend to the team 2 years ago in 23. Like everyone else in the lineup, he got cold in the second half as the Orioles were lighting up the scoreboard in the first half of 24. But he's been great on a team that's been offensively challenged. He has risen up to the challenge, but definitely more adept at first than in right field, and he's played left field before. I mean, you appreciate the fact that, like Rafael Devers would tell you, go bleep yourself if you asked him to do what Ryan O'Hearn's doing for the Orioles. But strong A- for Ryan O'Hearn.
Right. And now the Orioles haven't had a ton of clutch moments this year, obviously, with all the losing. But I thought one of the great things about him when he got here in 23 is Hyde would just pull him off the bench in the eighth or ninth inning, and there's a good shot he was going yard.
He was hitting game-tying, game-winning home runs. He was doing all sorts of great things.
When they lose Anthony Santander, one of the unsung things about Santander that I think the Orioles are missing a lot is that the timeliness of his hits. I mean, how many times did Santander come through with the game-tying or the go-ahead home run late in his Orioles tenure? I feel like they're missing that. O'Hearn could supplement that.
Yeah, your grand slams in the eighth, ninth inning, they're clutch, especially when they impact the game, which is Tony Taters was doing. So we're all thumbs up big time, Ryan O'Hearn, and rightfully so. Ryan Mountcastle, 227, 263 on base percentage, slugging percentage 599, 8 doubles, 2 homers, 13 ribbies. He did come through Sunday when he was, they intentionally walked Tyler O'Neill. Angels did to get to him, and he came through Oppo. And as Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, said, the wall moving in has domed him up maybe even more than the wall being back, because now he's trying to hit everything over the left field wall. When Ryan Mountcastle came up and set the rookie record for homers with 33, more than Eddie, more than Cal, more than anybody that's ever worn an Orioles uniform, he was hitting homers to all fields. Once he starts getting that go to right center, because he's got the power to do so, he'll be better off. 2023, got vertigo, came back, got hot, then hurt his shoulder. Last year had injuries. This year just been in a slump. But if we're grading Ryan Mountcastle on 38 games, we got to talk about again what's on the back of the baseball card.
Yeah, no doubt. 33 strikeouts, six walks. You know, I think he's a guy that over the last couple of years has improved his fielding tremendously. You know, being able to scoop
and do. He's a Gold Glove finalist 2 years in a row.
Yeah, because prior to that, he wasn't great. I'm going to give him a C. I'll give him a C. I know he struggled at the bat. He's played great at first base. He's done better as of late, you know, but still had, 32 games prior to that.
Yeah, .599 as an OPS for a guy that hits in the middle of your lineup. Speaks volumes. What do you got there, Quick Draw?
I'm going C-, and had it not been for this hot start to the month of May for him, I mean, he's batting over 300 here in May. Power, like you said, it's still not there, but he's giving you something, which compared to what he had been earlier this year, you'll take it. Again, the strikeouts are a concern, still about once per game, even in this good month that he's had. And you can live with that if he's giving you the home runs, but he's not. So that's kind of a detriment, but I would say overall trending up at this point in the season, so I'll go C-.
Yeah, I'll give him C- as well. Defense brings him up from a D.
Yep.
Because offensively, he's been D-.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's starting to trend up, over, as you said, Nolan, over 300 here in May as we're halfway through the month. So maybe trending in a positive direction. And who knows what his future holds in Baltimore. He's a free agent after next season. Kobe Mayo is still waiting to find a spot here in Baltimore if he finds one at all. But Ryan Mountcastle, if the Orioles are going to reach what they need to reach or want to reach, which is the playoffs and beyond, he's got to help them do that. And right now we're not really seeing much of that. So I'll give you a C- because of that glove of yours. Tyler O'Neill, .208 batting average, .298 on base percentage, OPS 659er. Two homers. Then he hit one on opening day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's homered in like five straight opening days. Three doubles, a triple. Doesn't look all that great defensively in right field. Remember, was brought in to be an upgrade over Anthony Santander, both offensively and defensively. And Tony Taters was a Gold Glove finalist himself 5 years ago during the COVID season. But he's coming off of 44-100. You know, if they would have listened to me, Mike Elias, and offered him 3-for-60 back in February of 24, he'd be playing right field for the Orioles today. But you did. It's another story altogether. But Tyler O'Neill seems like a nice guy and is a proven major league player. But as we've talked about, Rich Dubroff brought up yesterday, and we'll talk to Rockabacco from Masson about this later, in his career, which started back in 2018. He's been on the IL 15 times. So, as we grade Tyler O'Neill, because we get graded here, what do you think?
D-. And the biggest reason, Bob, I mean, can't stay healthy. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, I mean, he's played in 21 games. Strikes out a lot. What does he really bring? You know, I mean, you can't count on him. That's the problem. Can't count on him.
Big arm. Okay.
That's nice.
But when he's running around hockey corners like he was against the Angels on Sunday, that's, you know.
You need a big arm.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Aaron Nolan?
Right. You remember earlier this year, there was the whole base running fiasco for him. Might have been one of the first series of the season.
Oh, yeah, where
he just, again, you know, not paying attention.
Even Hyder was kind of like, we got to do better than this.
Right. And look, as the season has progressed, there's been a lot of guys who have had uncharacteristic blunders or unacceptable blunders, you know, like Heston Kerstad not running out of ball to first base because lost track of how many outs there were. I mean, it's just stuff like that that's not acceptable. And when you're not playing particularly well, you're not hitting well, you're not fielding well, or you're at least not putting yourself in positions to utilize your strong arm, well, then that stuff, it makes it even worse. So I'm with you. I mean, it's teetering on F, at least in terms of what he was expected to come in here and provide you. If we're talking strictly replacing Santander, then yeah, it is an F. If you wanted to lighten the load a little bit and say that, well, he was always going to be a platoon guy, it's still not good. It's still a D-.
Yeah, I'm going D- as well. Mm-hmm. And I think he was supposed to be way more.
No. Oh, absolutely.
He's getting like $60 million, whatever it is. And if he plays well, he can opt out after the year. But the way he's going right now, I don't see
opt
that.
In.
Yeah, can I get more? But Tyler O'Neill, I mean, the upside's there. I mean, 31 homers last year. He had 30-plus in St. Louis. Two gold gloves, now becoming more and more part of your rearview mirror. But D-minus for sure, because he was brought in to be an integral part of an offense that right now, quite frankly, offensive a lot of times. Here's a tough one. Cedric Mullins. On the whole, 229, 340 on-base percentage, 775 OPS, 6 doubles, 7 bombs, 21 ribbies, 6 steals. I mean, his K rate's, you know, up there for sure, but really good March. Granted, not a big sample size there. Acceptable April, where he had 260 with an 880 OPS. But so far, 34 at-bats in May, bad.
Yeah.
088 with a 294 OPS. So, we're looking at the totality of the situation, not just a week of hot or a week of cold. Cedric Mullins grades how through 39 games?
This is an interesting one because defensively he's made some spectacular plays. You know, diving, catching, stealing home runs, doing all that. And, you know, he's the one that started them. I mean, for the games that they won early on, I mean, he was responsible. And like you said, I mean, he just broke a, what, 1 for 35, something like that?
It was an 0 for 20, I believe. Yeah, he was 1 for 30 in the month.
I'm going to give him a B, strong B.
Right, I'm in that same territory. I might even say B-plus just because I think even with this recent slump at the plate, still the Orioles' most complete all-around player. The defense, obviously, that's strong suit. Batting early on was great, slumping as of late, but even base running. One of your best candidates right now to steal a base, even though they said that they were going to take off and run more this year, it really hasn't come to fruition outside of Cedric Mullins. Mateo's just not playing or hitting enough to have his speed be a factor, so he's kind of your lone threat on the base paths as well. Even with the recent struggles, I think it's still got to be a B-plus for me.
I'm going B. Strong B, but B nonetheless. What he's doing well, he's hitting lefties.
Mm-hmm.
278, OPS 922. So I don't want to hear any. No, the Orioles as a team don't really do well against left-handers, and they brought in Sanchez, Laureano, O'Neill to kind of remedy a problem from last year. But Mullins does his job, and he does it against lefties, smaller sample size for sure. So, I mean, if they play tonight, Woods Richardson is a righty, so he'll definitely be in the lineup. But Cedric should get every day at bats, and I know Brandon High gives them the night off just for rest purposes, and I understand that. But Cedric Mullins, remember, he, as a switch hitter, couldn't hit from the right side, but now gets it done. So Cedric Mullins, we'll give him a B, and I think that's fair. If you disagree, agree, feel free to get in.